Christ, let us learn the gospel together.
我们先来看我们的题目。
Let's look at our topic.
我们来看《申命记》三十三章。
Let us turn to Deuteronomy, verse chapter
33. 申命记三十三章。
Deuteronomy chapter 33.
我们来念十六节。
Let us read verse 16.
这整个应该是从十三节要念到第十七节，但是我们念十六节就好。
In actuality, this passage stems from verse 13 to 17, but let us read verse 16 together now.
这是神对这个约瑟的祝福。
This is God's blessing to Joseph.
也借着神的摩西在没有死以前所讲出来的。
And it replicates what Moses said before he passed away.
十六节。
Verse 16.
得地和其中所充满的宝物，并住荆棘中之，并住荆棘中上主的喜悦。愿这些福都归于约瑟的头上，归于那弟兄迥别之人的顶上。这里来描写神。
Here it describes God.
约瑟的神是什么样的神？
And what kind of a God is the God of Joseph?
是住荆棘中的上主。
He is the one with the precious things of the earth in its fullness.
所以我们的题目就是说，住荆棘中的上主，我们来查考。
And he dwells in the bush. So today we will talk about him who dwelt in the bush.
上主就是神了哈。
And him is God.
神，你。眼睛闭起来，你想神是对你来讲是怎么一个神
？When you close your eyes and you think about God, what does God appear to you as?
以赛亚书第六章，神启示给以赛亚是高高坐在宝座上的神。
And in Isaiah chapter 6, when God revealed Himself to Isaiah, He was a God who sat on a high throne.
他荣耀充满全地。
And His glory surpassed the entire earth.
并且门槛的根基震动，殿都充满了烟。
And even the temple was filled with the glory and the smoke of the Lord.
新约的提摩太前书六章十六节说，他是独一不死的神。
And in the New Testament, in 1 Timothy chapter
六章十六节
，verse chapter 6 verse 16, he is a God who does not
不死啊，不会死掉。
He is a God who never perishes.
也住在人不能靠近的光里。
And he lives in a light which man cannot draw near to.
如果你的神是这样的神
，If your God is that kind of God,
对
，It is true.
神是荣耀的
，True, God is glorious.
人不能靠近的
，And mankind cannot draw near to that kind of glory.
是威严的
，It is too great for us.
但是这不是神的全部
，But this is not God as a whole.
这边介绍一个神
，Here it describes a God.
这个神是什么样的神
？And what kind of a God is this God?
是住在荆棘中。
This is a God who dwells among the bush.
如果你去，我三月在那个Baldwin Park 教会。
In March, I was in the Baldwin Park Church.
他们都会弟兄姊妹会谈哦，他住在那个阿卡迪亚区。
And the brothers and sisters will say, "Oh, we've gone to Acadia."
哦，说哇，那个房子都两三百万。
And the houses there are so expensive.
你住哪区就晓得你是怎么样。那另外一区呢？说哦，那里哦，还是不要，因为都是贫民区啊。
And they will talk about the best areas to live. And if you say, "Oh, I went to this area," they'll say, "Well, it's best not to live there. It's where the commoners dwell."
有一次，一个镇弟兄带我去那个 LA 的那个downtown。
And once there was a brother, Zhang, who brought me to the downtown area of Los Angeles.
那好久以前啊，我还没有美国经验的时候。
This was a long time ago before I had any experience of the States.
我们看到一个箱子啊，在路旁。
And we saw a box by the side of the road.
他是说，是真是假，我是不知道。说入夜之后最好不要过那里，因为不安全啊。我说奇怪，downtown为什么不安全啊？
And while we were walking past, he said, after a certain time, do not go down that alleyway because it's not very safe.
他说：“纸箱子不能碰，因为里面有住人啊。”
And he said, "Don't touch the box that you see because someone lives inside."
无家可归就住里面。
And some people live within boxes.
我现在去非洲的时候。
And now when I travel to Africa.
现在比较不会害怕。 不是不会吓一跳，吓一跳。
I'm not as afraid as before. I'm not saying I won't get shocked.
快十年前我去的时候，我走回垃圾堆。
About 10 years ago when I went, I walked into the garbage.
哎，这垃圾堆会动。
But how come the garbage moves?
你看，一个人呢。
And when I looked more closely, it was actually a person among the garbage.
因为垃圾是黑的，那个人也是黑的。他一翻身，哎呦，吓一跳。
The garbage is dark, and that person was also dirty, so he blended with the garbage.
他为什么睡那里？
And why was he sleeping there?
看样子住那里啊。
It looks like he lived there.
因为如果有人倒垃圾的时候，他第一个抢着有东西可以吃的。
Because if anyone threw away their trash, he was the first one who could eat any leftovers that might be included in the trash.
我在肯亚。
And when I went to Kenya,
我到一个叫做 Ogongo 去那边去布道。
And I went to a region called
Ogongo. 那要走过一个，差不多走路走一个多小时啊。
And I had to travel for about an hour by foot.
那中间经过一个荆棘的那个树丛，那个我第一次去有一种那种感觉哈，讲不出来那种感觉就是了。
And I also passed by a bush filled with.
我不是想到食蝇幼蛊啊。
一个
荆棘哈，都是荆棘哦，那个荆棘。那个荆棘的不能说树林啊，荆棘的整片都是荆棘。
And I saw many bushes all gathered together without any leaves.
因为那是夏天哈，就一根，然后都是刺，那是白的，地也是都白的。你第一个你感觉好壮观，第二个你快要哭出来。
And there were no leaves on this tree because it was in the summer, and the branches were like thorns popping out of the trunk, and it was white. And at first I thought, wow, this is so great. But then the second you say, oh, this is fearful.
当然很热了哈。那旁边那有一个火山还在会流那个流岩浆，也不是说流岩浆，就是有里面你还可以看到有点硫磺在那里。
And there was even a little volcano that seemed to have some kind of lava flowing out.
那在荆棘，我想到就是这个荆棘，就是《生命记》33章。
And when I saw this bush before my eyes, I thought about Deuteronomy chapter 33, the bush that's mentioned here.
有人住在阿卡迭好区，我不晓得这边哪一区是好区。一讲好区，如果你海德堡的话，你说西区，哇，那就是一定要百万以上人才住的小小的一个那个 apartment 的，要好几十万，好几两三十万。
I don't know if there are any of better dwelling regions in this area that if someone say, oh, I live in, say, the western region, then everyone will say, wow, that's a very good region.
有人在那个纸箱子里面。
And some people dwell in boxes.
有人在垃圾堆里面。
And some people make their home within the garbage.
我还没有看过有人把自己的家放在荆棘里面。
But I've never seen anyone make a home for themselves among the bushes.
但是你的神在哪里？
But where is your God?
这边说我们的神住在荆棘里面。
But here it says our God dwells within the bush.
你就想为什么神住在荆棘里？
Think to yourself, why does God live among the bushes?
荆棘是什么？
And what does bush represent?
我们就先来看荆棘是怎么来的。
So let us see where bush comes from.
我们一听到荆棘，绝对不是好的。
Sometimes when we think about the bush, the thorns, we don't think it's a good thing.
除非你是特殊的那个植物学家，研究植物学的，你家院子里面有自己种荆棘的吗？
Unless you're a botanist, you probably would not grow this kind of a bush in your backyard.
看创世纪。
Let us turn to Genesis.
第三章。
Chapter 3.
人类犯罪之后。
This occurred after mankind sinned.
亚当被咒诅了。
And Adam is cursed.
夏娃被咒诅了。
And Eve was also cursed.
接下来地也被咒诅了。
Following, the earth was cursed.
我们看第十八节。
Let us read verse 18.
第十七节下半说，地必为你的缘故受咒诅。
Here it says,The earth shall be cursed for your sake.
其实地是神创造的地。
But the ground was created by God.
地是好的地。
The ground is the good ground.
在圣经里面，地是属于神的。
And in the Bible, ground belongs to God.
在旧约里面，地属于神，地以色列家的地不可永卖，因为地是属于神的。
And in the Old Testament, the ground belonged to God, so it cannot be given away.
但是连这个地属神的地都怎么被咒诅了？
But even the ground that God had created was cursed. How could it be cursed?
第十八节。
Verse 18.
地必给你长出荆棘和蒺藜来，你也要吃田间的菜蔬。这是人类犯罪之后地受咒诅的结果。
But the result of the ground being cursed after mankind's sin is that thorns and thistles shall come up from it.
所以你每次看到荆棘。
So every time you see a thorn bush,
你就想到这是人类犯罪的一个证据。
You should think that it is the evidence of the sin of mankind.
你会想到这是人类犯罪之后的惩罚。
And you would think that this is the punishment after man sinned.
但是这个荆棘是长在神的地上。
But this thorn bush grows on the ground of God.
地长出荆棘了。
The earth produces thistles and thorns.
接下来二十二节，神也把人赶出伊甸园了。
In verse 22, God casts the people out of the Garden of Eden.
伊甸园可能没有荆棘的。
And Garden of Eden does not have any thorns.
这边说，哦，地必给你长出荆棘和蒺藜来，你也要吃田间的菜蔬。之后，他被赶出去了。
Here it said, "Cursed is the ground for your sake, and toil you should eat of it." And afterward, they were pursued out of the Garden of Eden.
十九节，你必汗流满面才得糊口，直到你归了土，因为你从土而出。你本是尘土，乃归尘土。
And in verse 19, the sweat of your face shall eat bread till you return to the ground, for out of it you were taken, for dust you are, and to dust you shall return.
从此之后，人类就跟长满荆棘的土地在奋斗。
From then on, man had a constant battle with the ground that produced thorns.
人类就跟这个荆棘一直在搏斗了。
And mankind dwelt with the thorns.
直到他归于土。
Until they returned back to the ground.
但是人只是跟荆棘在搏斗而已。
But man only dwelt with the thorns.
但是如果你看二十节到二十四节。
But if you look from verse 22 to verse 24.
神把人赶出伊甸乐园。
God cast the people out of the Garden of Eden.
如果你念二十二节到二十四节，你把它看一看神的心情的话，这个不是想说你家不你，这个不是说好像你家有一只野猫跑进来了，你一脚踹出去，对不对？你绝对很生气的，他因为到你的家里面，这里拉屎那里拉尿，然后又把你的厨房弄乱七八，你会很客气吗？很气啊，赶出去的。
Let us ponder upon the heart of God when He cast Adam and Eve out of the Garden of Eden from verse 22 to 24. It was not as if they were a stray cat that happened upon the home and littered maybe here and there and messed up the kitchen. If that was the case, you would cast the stray cat out in anger.
二十三节哈，四章二十四，三章二十三节。
Chapter 3, verse 23 of Genesis.
这边说，神便打发他出伊甸园去，耕种他自己所出之地。
Here it says, God sent him out of the Garden of Eden to till the ground from which he was taken.
打发这个字，是好像国家派一个大使到另外一个地方，是打发的。
To send out seems like a great nation sent out ambassadors.
圣经里面神差遣他的仆人都是用这个字，打发出去，打发仆人，打发工人，都是打发的，有目的的把他送出去的。
And when God uses his servants for a particular purpose, he would use the same exact word to send them out, sending out the servants, sending out the workers.
但是二十四节你就看是把他赶出去。
But in verse 24 says he drove out the man.
从赶出跟打发这两个不一样的动词，你可以看到神里面神内心本身的挣扎。
And from these two verbs, different verbs describing the casting out, the drove out and the sent him out, you could see the struggle within God.
神赶出自己的儿子。
Because God had to drive out his own son.
亚当是神的儿子啊。
And Adam is the son of God.
是打发，也是赶出。
He sent him out. He also drove him out.
你有没有赶自己儿子的经验
？Do you have any experience with your own children?
希望没有了，我们也没有就是了。
Hopefully you do not have.
万一你有的话，你说给我出去。
If、
他很坏啊，算是。
If you have that experience, you will say, "You're so bad, I cast you out."
如果他真的出去了。
But if your son truly leaves the home,
你怎么样？你很高兴吗？他出去了，你说叫他出去了，他出去了。
Then what would you do? Would you be joyful because he departed like you asked?
他如果真的出去，你更生气了。
If he really departed,
你是讲假
借，
讲真的，你说的、啊，但是他出去，你又更生气。你也不能说，我又不是说没要讲什么。痛苦是你呀、啊。
You have nothing to say because you were the one who ordered him to depart. But when he really depart, you are the one in most pain.
如果你为了维持父亲的尊严，你知道怎么样跟着后面跑，看他跑去哪里、啊、
And if you were a true father, you would chase after your son to see where he had gone.
但我们不能用这样类比来比喻神啊。
Of course, we cannot use this scenario to compare with God.
这里告诉我们是什么？
But what does this passage tell us?
人类犯罪了。
Mankind has sinned.
神一定要赶出去。
God must drive them out.
但是神内心又很痛苦的，你不要以为神很高兴的，哇，这个浪荡子出去了，啊，一身轻。
But God was in deep sorrow that he had to cast out the people. He was not happy, saying, "Finally, this prodigal son has left."
不要忘记。自从神赶出自己儿子之后，神住到荆棘里面去了。
Do not forget that after God drove out his own son, he dwelt among the thorns and thistles.
自己心痛的住到荆棘，所以这边圣经告诉我们呢，住荆棘中的上主。
He was in such pain that he dwelt among the thorn bush. That's why this verse tells us God dwells among the thorn bushes.
因为人受苦。
Mankind suffered.
人受苦。神住到荆棘里。
Because mankind suffered, God dwelt among the thorn bushes.
神不得不赶他出去。
God had no choice but to drive out the people.
这是神的公义。
Because this is the righteousness of God.
但是伤心的、最疼痛的是神。
But the one in most pain is God himself.
有时候妈妈看这个孩子很不乖。
Sometimes a mother will look at her own children. They are so naughty.
小小打他一下，妈妈哭得要命。我说奇怪。
They might slap the kid gently, but then the mother will start crying very hard.
就是这样，我们神是这样子的。
And our God has the same heart.
从此之后，伊甸园门关了。
And from then on, the door to the Garden of Eden was closed.
人在世界上真的是劳苦叹息。
And mankind on the earth truly toils all of his days.
没有人，没有神的人间是很痛苦的。
Because a life without God is indeed painful.
当然，我们是活在一个积极的、开拓的、一个开发的国家里面。
When we live in a very innovative and dynamic nation,
我们所看到都是阳光。
Everything we see is beautiful and glorious.
上个月哦，9月10号，就上个月嘛哈，2004年的时候。在德国开一个全世界的那个防御自杀的那个协那个大会。
And last month, September 10th of 2004, in Germany, there was a great conference on how to help people, how to decrease the suicide rates.
我这有一个他的报道。
And I have the report here.
他说每年呢，我们住的这个你们住的这个美国哈，有。有42万个人企图自杀。
And it says that every year about 420,000 people suicide. 嗯，
但是没有全部都成功了。他自杀有分成功的还是不成功。
Within the United States, 420,000 people attempted suicide. Some were successful and some were not.
至少40万个人不想活了，在那个时候。
At least during that period of time the survey was done, 420,000 people did not want to live.
有3万个人成功了。
And about 30,000 people were successful.
那德国呢，比较，当然它人口比较少，德国11,000多。
And in Germany, the number is less because the population is less and they have 10,000 people. 11,000 people.
那全世界每年都，全世界超过100万个人自杀。成功的了，就是自杀死掉了。
And for the entire nation, over 1 million people succeed in taking their own lives.
每年呢
？And this is every single year.
全世界有历史以来，你把每个战争，哇，这个战争好可怜啊，死了几百万，你至少是每年的，每年有没有战争，就是每年他们的统计了，100万人自杀掉。
You may look at history and say, oh, look at such and such a war, how devastating it was. But regardless of whether there is a war or not, 1 million people take their own lives every single year.
但这个报道很小啊，这么一点点而已、啊，这世界性的、啊、一点点，我看你也不知道。
And the national report is so small.
你有看电视报道这个吗
？And have you seen such statistics on the TV or newspaper?、
这很大事啊。一年死掉100万人的，每年的。
But this is such a tragic news. Every single year, 1 million people pass away by taking their own lives.
当然，911是大事件，我不能轻看每个人命，对不对？有20000多，不，2000而已啊！哈，我们不能说而已啦，2000很多很多。
And we know September 11th, we do not look lightly upon any single life. About 2,000 to 3,000 people passed away. And that's a lot of people.
这应该了哈，应该，他们不应该死的。
And we remember them because they should not have died.
但是你忘记一百万了。
But you are forgetting the 1 million people.
这就是人在被赶出去的，在罪里面。
This is the outcome of man living in sin, being cast away from Eden.
但是不要忘记我们的主住在荆棘里面。
But do not forget that our God dwells among the thorn bushes.
神很受苦的神。
God lives in pain.
因为我们想到的神是荣耀的。
Because the God we think of is a glorious God.
是住宝座的。
He sits upon a glorious throne.
不要忘记你的神是住荆棘的。比那个 homeless 可怜的住那个 box 里面的人更可怜，我看没有一个头脑坏掉了是住在荆棘下面，刺死你了！你去荆棘看看。
But do not forget that our God also dwells among the thorn bushes, which is even more pitiful than a homeless man living in a box. I don't think anyone will willingly dwell among the thorn bushes because you will be pricked by the thorns.
然后，对我们呢？
What does this mean for us?
对选民跟如果我们有什么不对，神更是痛苦呢
？Wouldn't God be even more sorrowful when His own chosen people sin?
或是我们受苦的时候，他也更受苦哎
？Or when we are in sorrow, isn't He even more sorrowful?
我们知道出埃及记的时候，神跟摩西说
，We know that in Exodus, God told Moses.
神说百姓的。所受的苦难，我是在听见的。
God said, "All the troubles and trials that the Israelites are going through, I have heard and seen."
我看见了。
I see it all.
我原知道他们的痛苦。
And I know their pain.
没有一个父母看到自己儿子哀叫很高兴的，或是无动于衷的。
Parents are not joyful when they see their children suffering.
我第一个孩子的时候，我太太。晚上听到猫叫，那猫有时候叫起来像小孩叫，它爬起来看小孩。我说奇怪了，猫在叫。他说那么敏感呢。
When I had my first child, my wife was so sensitive that she would even wake up when a stray cat was meowing outside because she would think it was the baby.
我们人对自己儿女就这么敏感的心呢，何况我们的神呢
？As humans, we are so sensitive to the needs of our children. What about our own God?
所以我们的各样的苦难。神受的苦更大。
So regardless of the sufferings we have gone through, God suffers even more.
我们来看阿摩斯书第六章第六节。
Let us turn to Amos chapter 6, verse 6.
我们知道约瑟受很大的苦难。
We know that Joseph suffered a lot of tribulations.
约瑟的苦难是你我不能相比的。
And the affliction that Joseph received cannot be compared to the afflictions we receive.
六章六节。
Amos chapter 6 verse 6.
这里神在责备有一些人。这些人是谁呢？是撒玛利亚的人。
Here God is rebuking a certain kind of people. And who is he rebuking? The Samaritans.
他们是安逸无虑的人呢。第一节。
They are,
在锡安跟撒玛利亚山安逸无虑的有祸了。
They are those who are at ease.
当然，在神的国里面有安逸。
Of course, There is peace and ease in the kingdom of God.
我们信主的时候，当然神应许我们有平安。
When we believe in God, God promises to give us peace.
但是不要忘记，有时候更大的平安是来自苦难。
But do not forget, sometimes greater ease is a woe.
更大的平安，更大的造就是来自苦难。
A greater peace and greatest edification will bring about tribulation.
但是这些安逸的人呢，他们没有受苦难。
But these people who are at ease did not receive any kind of suffering.
对，第四节，你看他们躺在象牙床上，舒服啊。
If you read verse 4, you can see that they are leisurely lying on beds of ivory.
你有一根象牙摆在家里面就已经不错了，你还用象牙做床来睡，那这不是平常人能够享受得起的奢华。
If you have a piece of artwork made out of ivory to put in your home, that is already enough. But these people made beds out of ivory.
他们吃的就当时都是最好的。
And everything they ate had to be the best.
他们有精神的娱乐。
And they use all their energy to enjoy themselves.
第五节啊。
In verse 5,
弹琴鼓瑟还会唱萧野弦的歌曲。
They sing idly to strange instruments and they invent for themselves musical instruments.
然后呢，为自己制造乐器，如同大卫所制造的。
And the instruments that they would invent for themselves were like the instruments David would make.
生活真是舒适安逸。
And they really lived a life of leisure and ease.
并且以大碗喝酒。
They drank from bowls of wine.
身体要健康了，你身体不健康的话，喝下去就没命了。
And you must have healthy bodies in order to drink wine.
并且用上等的油抹身。
They anoint themselves with the best ointments.
这些不是说这些不怎么样啊？接下来神为什么来责备他们？
It's not to say any of these leisurely activities are bad, but why did God really rebuke them?
因为他们不为约瑟的苦难担忧。
But it is because they are not grieved for the affliction of Joseph.
约瑟的苦难我们都很知道。
And we are all very aware of the affliction of Joseph.
约瑟在苦难里面，约瑟陷入在苦难里面。
When Joseph was in the midst of his affliction,
他的苦难是我们很难想象的。
His affliction is something we cannot even imagine.
我们再很简单来想想他的苦难。
Let us think on simple terms what he suffered.
他苦难怎么来的？
How did he come about the suffering?
他苦难如果我们用平常的话来讲的话，或没有信心的话，说他爸爸害他。
If we do not have faith, we can say his suffering was caused by his father.
神害他。
Or we can say that God caused him to suffer.
如果没有知识人这样说，为什么？
If you do not have wisdom, you will say that. And why would you say that?
因为他爸爸喜欢他，对不对？
Because his father favored him.
创世纪十七章。
In Genesis chapter 17.
特别爱他，特别给他做一件彩衣。
The father loved him more and.Gave him a garment
为了这件彩衣，哥哥们才恨他。
And for this colorful garment, his brothers hated him.
爸爸的爱没有带给他温暖，带给他的是哥哥们对他的记恨，并且哥哥杀他。
And his father's love did not give him warmth. Instead, it brought about the hatred of his brothers to the extent that they wanted to kill him.
所以这件彩衣才会变成血衣啊。
That is why the garment of color was a bloody garment.
接下来，神爱他。
Secondly, God loved him.
他想说，我没事怎么做两个梦？
He thinks, why did I have two dreams?
神给他做的梦哦。
These dreams came from God.
他以后会比他哥哥更好。这神给他做，他又不是晚上那个尿太急，随便乱梦。
And these dreams that he would become greater than his brother came from God. It wasn't that he had nothing to do at night, and he made up his own dreams.
他说这么单纯的跟哥哥们说，他很单纯的。如果他有点心机人，他想说不讲了，讲了他可能对我不好，还是以后再哈先写下来，以后比你们有成就了再拿出来发表。
And he told his brothers the dreams because he did it out of innocence. If he was not innocent concerning this matter, he may think, I'm not going to tell you the secret and I'll wait until I do become greater than you and then I will tell you my dreams.
他是不会看眼色的人啊。
He did not care.
他讲第一个梦，人家就对他眼色不好，就要气他了。他还讲第二个，人家就要杀他了。
He told them the first dream, and their countenance regarding him changed, but he was innocent enough to tell them his second dream.
他们会说啊，神所爱的人有时候傻傻的。
They will say sometimes the
就是那么直了。
Sometimes they say the people that God loves are
他一点心机都没有。
Are too innocent to a fault.
他哥根本就把这梦放在心里面。
And his brothers kept the dreams in their hearts.
后来他们哥哥们找到机会了。
And finally, his brethren found the opportunity.
哥哥说，那个做梦的来了，圣经这样说。
And the Bible records how the brothers called him, saying, "Look, the dreamer is coming."
给他死，看他梦，会不会成就
？Let's kill him now and see if his dreams will be fulfilled.
所以他根本不相信说这梦是神给的。
So the brothers do not even believe that the dreams Joseph had came from God.
是不是？或是他根本就不相信神
？Or maybe his brothers did not even believe in God.
那他为什么会落在哥哥的手里
？And why did he fall into the trap of his brothers？
因为他听爸爸的话。
Because he listened to his father's words。
爸爸说：“你哥哥们去放羊已经好久了，我没有消息，你去看看，带封信来哈，带个信，不是写信，带个口信，信息看怎么样。”
And the father said, "Your brothers have gone to tend the sheep, but I have not heard from them for a long time. So can you find out the news about them and let me know their whereabouts?"
他就去了。
And Joseph went.
去了，他哥哥又牧羊的，没有路的，没有门牌号的，哦，可以找到，还可以问那邮差。
They were shepherds, so it was not an easy task to find where shepherds have gone.
都是。你去牧场，那个也不是现在牧场，以前就是荒郊野外，没有路的。
It's just a big, great pasture land. There are no roads leading you to.
哥哥们又搬走了。
And the brothers moved away from where they originally were.
圣经说他问了人。
So the Bible said he asked people.
并且人家说他们搬到多滩去了。
And people told him, "Oh, your brothers have moved."
圣经说他就追赶。
So the Bible said that Joseph pursued them.
一般如果对哥哥们没有什么爱心的，或是没有感情，或是对爸爸也感觉说我已经交差，对不对？我跑那么远搬家了，我去哪里找？门没有门牌号，不好找的。回去交差很漂亮。
Usually, if Joseph did not really have love toward his brothers, he would say, "Okay, I already come thus far, and my brothers have moved on to another pasture land. I can just return home and let my father know."
爱爸爸，爱哥哥们。
But he loved his father and he loved his brothers.
追。
So he pursued after them.
追到的是什么
？But what did he pursue after?
爱心的追求，追到的是自己的苦难，追到的是自己的死亡。
But in love he pursued after them. But what did he get in return? He got toil and he got death.
远远的时候，他哥哥们就看到了那个做梦的来了。
From far away, his brothers saw him, saying, "Look, here the dreamer comes."
就给他死。
And they already plotted his death.
本来是家中的骄子。
And before he was the most beloved.
本来是神眼目中以后的宝贝。
And he was also the most precious in the eyes of God.
现在被卖当奴隶。
But now he was sold and he became a slave.
他在擦地板的时候怎么样？可能眼泪跟那个水就混在一起了。
When he was
刚开始的时候。
When he was mopping the floor, what do you think happened? Perhaps.His tears also wetted the floor.
你想得通吗
？Can you think this through?
我爱神啊。
I love God.
我爱人啊。
And I love mankind.
我听爸爸的话。
I obediently obeyed my father's commands.
不是遵守神命令的人都会，传道有时候讲啊，会平安喜乐吗
？And didn't the pastor say?
我替人家当奴隶，这是喜乐吗？
Didn't the pastor say those who obey the commands of God will have joy and peace? And the fact that I'm mopping the floor, am I joyful? Am I peaceful?
奴隶不是仆人哦，奴隶是好像人家的一个东西一样啊。如果感觉不好就卖了。
He was a slave. He was not a servant. Slaves were treated like objects that can be disposed of at the master's will.
他在被卖的时候，他很高兴吗
？When he was sold into slavery, was he joyful?
你现在因为你故事看了嘛，你说没有关系啊，还要当宰相。你如果这样想的话，你没良心了。
Because you know the story, you'll say, "Oh, it's no matter. We know that he'll become great one day."
他哪知道啊
？But did Joseph know at that point in time?
我们常常希望把后来好的前面讲，以后可能会好啊。但是受苦人现在正在苦呢。
And many times we want to bring the happy endings of a person to talk about in the beginning, and we forget that at the current stage when they're suffering, they are truly suffering.
圣经说也是爱哭啊。
And the Bible said Joseph wept bitterly.
在圣经发生这件事情的时候没讲，什么23年之后他哥哥们讲出来说，啊，当初我们在卖弟弟的时候，弟弟哀求，我们都不听他的。他的哀哭的声音20几年在他们哥哥的耳朵里面脑筋里面一直回转都 拍不掉。
And when Joseph was sold into slavery, the Bible did not record Joseph's action. But 23 years later, the brothers revealed how Joseph wept bitterly and pleaded with them. And that kind of anguished plea was engraved in the brothers' memory for so long.
如果你想知道的话，是创世纪42章。
And if you want to find out, it is in Genesis chapter 42.
42:21
Chapter 42:21.
自责的时候，他们就想到了。
When the brothers' consciences pierced them, they remembered Joseph's cries.
这是22年之后呢。
And this happened 22 years afterwards.
他们彼此说：“我们在弟兄身上有罪了。”他哀求我们的时候，我们听见他心里的愁苦，却不听啊。所以他被卖的时候是哀求的，是愁苦的。
So the brothers' consciences pierced them, and they said, when we were selling Joseph into slavery, he pleaded with us and he cried out loud, but we did not listen to him.
他的哭声在卖他人的心里面，头脑里面是回转了22年还不能消失的。你看他当时的心是多么的悲切。
So his outcries and his weeping was remembered in the hearts of his brothers for 22 years. So we can see how much anguish Joseph was in.
神没有讲一句话。
God did not speak one word.
神在哪里？
Where was God?
神在荆棘里面呢。
God was among the thorn bushes.
我们不要说，也是跟他说谢谢哈，因为如果他现在不卖你，以后就不当什么，不当宰相，跟他说谢谢，拜拜。
And we cannot say to Joseph, "Oh, thank your brothers right now, because if they did not sell you into slavery, then you would not become great one day."
我们不能对所有人这么说。
We cannot speak this way to people in suffering.
他正在受难。
Because he is in tribulation.
神在荆棘里。
And God dwells among the thorn bushes.
你在那边讲说没关系。
And you are there telling him, it's okay.
你看到未来了。
You think you see the future.
不是的。
But this is not so.
我们看以赛亚书。
Let us turn to Isaiah.
以赛亚书63章。
Isaiah chapter 63.
以赛亚书63章第九节。
Isaiah 63:9.
以赛亚书63章第九节。
Isaiah chapter 63:9.
他们在一切苦难中，他也同受苦难，并且他面前的使者拯救他们。他以慈爱和怜悯救赎他们，在古时的日子，常保抱他们，怀揣他们。神的选民在一切的苦难中，
The chosen people of God in all of their affliction,
所有的苦难，
all of the afflictions that they underwent.
你感冒打喷嚏了，
perhaps you have a cold and you're sneezing.
头痛发晕了，
perhaps you have a headache.
你甚至得到绝症了，
perhaps you have some kind of an illness.
你心里不平安了，
or you have emotional trouble or emotional frustration.
甚至有时候苦难到人快要忧郁症了。
And sometimes you may be in so much affliction, you develop depression.
不要忘记，在一切的苦难中，他就是神。他也同受苦难。
But do not forget, in all of your affliction, God is still God, but he also suffers the affliction.
这是约瑟的苦难。
And that is the suffering of Joseph.
约瑟受苦。
Because Joseph was in affliction.
神住在荆棘里。
And God dwelt among the thorn bushes.
约瑟，你明白吗？
Did Joseph understand?
他绝对不明白的。
Of course, Joseph did not understand.
当他当奴隶的时候，看得到明天吗？
When he was a slave, did he see tomorrow?
在当时的社会里面看不到，因为你既然被卖为奴隶的话，你是奴隶。如果以后你好命的话，结婚生小孩，你的小孩也是他家的奴隶，你的小孩的小孩也是奴隶，完全属于这个家啦。就好像你去买了一只狗来，哦，名狗，你养到它生小狗。也是你的啦，你喜欢就留。你这个民国生了12只，看看哪只比较漂亮，其他叫什么卖了嘛，是不是？或是送人了嘛？还是你的？当奴隶永远没有出头天的了。
In Joseph's society, there was no hope of a favorable future because he was sold into slavery. And if you were a slave and you were lucky, the best you could do was to get married and have kids. But your wife and your kids would also belong to the same master, just like buying a puppy from a pound. If the puppy has more puppies, if the dog has more puppies, they still belong to you. So definitely Joseph was not able to see a brighter future.
怎么办?
So what was he to do?
他接受了，很奇妙的。
Miraculously, he accepted his fate.
因为他完全的相信。
Because he totally believed in God.
他相信云彩之上有阳光。
He knew that above the clouds there would be sunshine.
就看不见的。
It was covered by the clouds.
所以当他当奴隶的时候，做得最好。接受了，他能才能够当那个奴隶的头啊。
When he was a slave, he did his best. That was how he became the head of the slaves.
沉到水里面了。
When he was at the bottommost,
接受了。
He accepted it.
浮上来了。
And so he was able to float to the top.
正在浮上来的时候。
But as he was floating to the top,
他是敬畏神的。
He revered God.
我敬畏神不犯罪的。
Because I revere God, I will not sin.
好像有人沉水的人刚刚上来拿一个棒子又从头跳下去。
And as he was just floating to the top, it seemed as if someone hit him on the head with a rod and he sunk again.
这像是掉得更深，伤得更厉害。
And this time he sank even deeper and he was hurt even more.
当奴隶至少还是一个没有罪的人，还是人。
Even though he was a slave, at least he was without sin.
现在下到监里面去。
But now he was imprisoned.
他不是平常人，他是罪人。
He was not considered a commoner. He was a sinner. He was worthy of being put into prison.
本来已经没阳光了。
Before there was no sunshine.
现在又放到地窖里面，本来是阴天，阴天还可以想，还可以接受嘛，对不对？
Before it was a cloudy day, and maybe he could accept a cloudy day.
现在关到牢里面去了。
But now he was imprisoned.
你能够？你能够回答他吗？
Could you answer his questions?
我如果在当时，我没有办法回答。
If I lived with Joseph in the same time, I would not be able to answer him.
我们不要自作聪明，没有关系。以后当宰相忍耐一点啊。
Don't pretend to be wise and say, don't
worry. 苦的日子会过的，会熬过。
You will become a
不是你在熬啊，你去熬熬看。
You will live through the toilsome days. You will have a great future. Don't worry. Just be patient.
神在做什么？
What was God doing?
神，约瑟的神，不要忘记是住荆棘中的神啊。
Do not forget that the God of Joseph is the God that dwells among the thorn bushes.
住在荆棘里面，跟他一起受苦的。
He dwells among the thorn bushes. He suffered the same afflictions.
很难想象的。
This is hard for us to imagine.
所以神是住在荆棘里。
So God dwells among the thorn bushes.
尤其我们选民呢？
Especially for the sake of the chosen people.
我们的每一样苦难，我们刚刚圣经念过了，神是跟我们同受苦难。
Every single affliction, He is also afflicted.
人间的咒诅，神承担起来了。
God picked up the curse of mankind.
做荆棘是人类犯罪之后长出来的。
Because the thorns and thistles grew as an outcome of the curse.
自从有了荆棘之后，
And after there were thorns and thistles,
神就住在荆棘里。
God dwelt among the thorns and thistles.
神比这个更爱我们。
God loves us even more than this.
我们来看约翰福音。
Let us turn to Gospel of John.
约翰福音十九章。
John chapter 19.
十九章。
John chapter 19.
主耶稣就是这个神。
Jesus Christ is this God.
主耶稣就是住荆棘的神啊。
Jesus Christ is the God that dwells among the thorns.
他现在道成肉身，自己来了。
He is manifested in the flesh.
这里我们看到主耶稣被鞭打。
Here we see that Jesus is scourged.
鞭打完之后，第二节。
And after he was scourged, in verse 2.
兵丁用荆棘编作冠冕戴在他头上，给他穿上紫色袍，又爱敬他说：“恭喜犹太人的王啊！”他们就用手杖打他。比拉多出来对众人说：“我带出来见你们，叫你们知道我查不出他有什么罪。”第五节。
Verse five.
这是你的主耶稣。人家要介绍你的主耶稣。
This is your God, Jesus Christ.
常常有什么大会里面就介绍人，对不对？
In many great conferences, you might introduce people.
几万人的大会里面说这是某某人。
In a conference,
某某名人呢？
In a conference of many, many people, you will say, "This is so and so."
哇，那个音乐就做起来了。
And the triumphant music begins
to
play.
突然就哇挥手了。
And the star of the day will come out and wave his hands to the crowd.
都很光荣的，不是吗？
Isn't this very glorious introduction?
从来不会一个总统就职大典那个会里面说哇，介绍一个乞丐。
In a presidential conference, for example, you would never say, "Let us introduce to you this beggar."
我们看第五节。
Let us read verse 5.
耶稣出来了。
Jesus came out.
带着荆棘的冠冕。
But he was wearing a crown of thorns.
穿着紫色袍。
And a purple robe.
这时候主持节目是谁？
Who is the main character?
是当代的巡抚啊。Governor.
Oh, it was the governor.
就是比拉多。
Pilate.
他对他们说。
And Pilate said to them,
那时候群众在那里，很多。
There was the crowd and the mob that was there.
你们看。
And he said to the crowd, "Behold the man."
这个人是谁？
Behold the